That was the couple who, when we first, Sarah went, you know, I'm not like big on like social shit, so especially with the kids, and especially back in the day when you had to go to birthday parties and like stay as a parent.
Okay.
And as I was like, fuck that, I cannot sit around for like 2 hours and drink coffee and
shit. Oh no? Do you get all socially kind of awkward then?
I was always, I don't know, I do okay if I have to
be
there.
Dude, like, look, Renault, she's, during her entire elementary school, I was telling her, like, every fucking car that parked out was a BMW in her school. So, I mean, I'm the fucking freak.
Yeah, I get it.
So I just, like, I don't, you know, I play nice, I'm polite. But I'm not gonna fuck, you know what I mean?
So I was always, though, like, I don't wanna go get it. So Sarah came back from, their daughter's name is Lily.
Yep.
And they came, she came back from Lily's, like, first birthday party. She's all, like, a little goofy or whatever. I was like, what happened to you? She's like, he had a keg. It was his daughter's first birthday party, his like backyard party, parents invited.
The guy who owns a Legacy bought a keg?
He didn't buy it, his fucking Legacy, right? He just grabbed a keg from his stove.
Right.
He's like, I've never been to a birthday party for a 1-year-old girl, they got a fucking keg.
That was her first kid though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I kind of have a little bit of a rule where I just don't drink at kids' birthday parties. I've been offered lots of drinks from kids. I'm okay. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's how he does it when you own Legacy. You don't
sure.
You don't buy a few six packs if they don't want to drink or a glass of white wine. You fucking bring kegs and shit.
Must be nice.
Yeah.